252, please.
251, assess benefited properties for improvements in the Northrop Loop Streetcar Alignment Local Improvement District. And 252, assess benefited properties for improvements in the Portland Streetcar Loop Extension Local Improvement District.
Catherine and Mr. Jones, come on up, I think.
And Carla, since 251 is the second reading, should we just vote on that first?
You could.
Then move on to 252?
You're ready to.
Is there any reason, staff, why we shouldn't go ahead and vote on 251?
I believe that's the second reading of the Northrop LID. It would be fine.
Okay, then let's take a roll call on that.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish, Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Now, on 252, please.
This is a continuation of the public hearing on the Portland East Side Streetcar Loop LID. And with me today are two representatives from the Central East Side Industrial Council.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, since last week's city council meeting, we've had two meetings with PBOT staff and the Portland Streetcar. Our purpose was to explore options that might mitigate the huge increase in the LID assessment that falls on the small property owners in the Central East Side. We looked at an option that would change the formula, but unfortunately, or change the formula just slightly, but unfortunately, the results that it yielded were only, you know, a $30,000 shift, which is 0.2%. And with that would, you know, require sending back notices out and so on. And we just felt that that wasn't significant enough to pursue. And part of the problem is we just feel we don't have time to really explore, fully explore the options using the data and the models. It's important to note that this data was available for almost a year, but the Central East Side was, you know, the small property owners weren't really aware of it and only had about a month to get the notice and respond. So I think that is a problem with this process that we've had. We hope that in the future, that this is avoided and that it's understood that when you have a change this significant, you know, on the order of, you know, basically, we had a shift of about $600,000 fall on the Central East Side through this process. So property, you know, property owners there. And that doesn't even count, you know, if you took into account that OMSI had theirs reduced, and they're the largest property owner in the Central East Side, the impact on the others is actually greater than that, if you netted that out. But we do recognize that, we appreciate that we're given an extra week to try to explore some options and answer more questions. We do recognize that already the proposal that was presented represents some adjustment. It would have been, you know, $1 million instead of $600,000 with the approach that was recommended. So we think at this point that further exploration, when there really aren't many opportunities to make a significant change, would just take time and use everyone's time and not really produce a result. So we are accepting the proposal. I know we have a lot of unhappy property, you know, owners that feel that they were not really fully included in the process, except on a very short time. But, you know, given the situation and the fact that we are coming up against, you know, calendar requirements, we're just accepting the proposal at this time. Not happily, but in, you know, in the spirit of recognizing that there was a compromise that was already proposed.
Right, thanks.
And I don't know if Peter wants to add.
Peter, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I only to say that, thank you again, because most of this was just to try to figure out what happened. And I think even Portland Streetcar Inc. was surprised by the shift. And what we realize is the irony in that some of the property owners that would benefit the most from the alignment actually had adjustments that allowed them to pay less in the assessment. So that irony was what we're trying to struggle with. And I agree with Debbie that at this point, it's not the fault of the city, certainly not the fault of the property owners that request modifications to the real market value. I mean, everybody has an opportunity. We just found ourselves caught in a situation where the Central East Side took a pretty big hit.
Yeah.
And so, and trying to represent those businesses, we wanted to make sure that we understood and they understood what happened and what we could do about it. Going through the analysis, we realized that we might be able to make a slight modification, but then we risk possibly losing the current modification, which does provide some advantages. So the thought was the best approach is to say thank you for giving us time, and I think we need to move on.
Thank you very much for your indulgence. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think that this does send us a lesson that when there's this much lag time between the formation of the LID and when you actually do the assessment, we need to pay attention to what's happening with the government across the river that actually is making decisions on valuations that affect what people pay. And we need to be vigilant about that. And when there's a situation where what happens with a few properties can affect everybody else, we need to make sure that the everybody else gets that information as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to get this on the record. I was quite sympathetic last week to the arguments or the positions of Portland Opera and the Portland Ballet that were urging us to maybe technically delay their assessment till July 1st so it would not jeopardize their eligibility for private philanthropical matching grants, I believe. So for the record, I was informed we cannot postpone their assessments till July 1st. Is that correct?
I have talked with technical accounting and the city attorney's office and other staff to try to find a method, but the regulations on the assessment are that once the assessment is made, it is made for all properties within the district. Yes, so we are.
So the city council has no ability to choose two properties and say, we're going to technically delay your assessment date till July 1st.
That's my understanding, yes. Okay. We are in contact with the one property owner in particular and trying to find ways to assist them, particularly in perhaps communicating with the foundation that provides funding.
Okay. I'd like to be kept apprised of that, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here. So obviously, previous presentation indicates we have good reason to follow the rules, but it was worth seeing what flexibility, if any, we do have. And mm-hmm. Thank you. Other questions for Catherine or for our CEIC leadership? Okay, so this will come back for second reading, right, because it was continued, is that right?
It technically had a first reading last week, so we could vote on it.
So we can
today.
Take a roll call, so I see no reason to delay given what we've heard.
We do need to ask council to amend the ordinance package to include that Exhibit D. That was the exhibit that summarized.
I think we did that, Catherine. I think we didn't. We already amend it to.
I know we did it. You took action for Northrop. I thought the council held off on East Side.
We
did. Yeah, we voted on it.
Right. We're waiting for the conclusion of the hearing, and we decided to extend the hearing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I think we are free to take a roll call unless there's anyone else that wants to speak. Mm-hmm. Okay, roll call, please.
Fritz?
Thank you to all parties for your diligence. I agree that it is interesting that the properties that benefited the most from the streetcar at this time are getting a lesser assessment. And I hope that as this use continues and that we look at the Central East Side Industrial District with the Urban Renewal District, that it becomes as successful to all of the property owners on the east side as it has been on the west side. Thank you to staff also and to Commissioner Novick and his team for briefing me earlier this week. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you for your getting some extra time and coming back and saying what you had to say today. And overall, thank you for assessing yourselves to help pay for the east side streetcar. That's that's the most important gesture and appreciate it very much of all. Thank you. Aye.
Novick?
Well, I want to reiterate what we said last week, which is this is an effort to do some rough justice. I mean, if we had just proceeded based on real market value as we anticipated in 2007, then given the significant adjustments in real market value for some properties, that would have been an even heavier burden on a number of folks in the Central East Side. So we tried to come up with a formula that adjusted for that and limited the amount of discomfiture on both sides. Because, of course, if we had simply, if we'd said we're going to go away from real market value entirely and just have the same assessment in 2007, then we would have had a lot of protest on the other side. I do appreciate the fact that although you were not given all that much time to come up with alternatives, you're willing to let us go forward. I also just wanted to note that we were informed by Dan Schmidt in the auditor's office that we need to go ahead and improve this in order to keep on track a bond sale, which is not just for this item, but also allows people with parks and PBOT SDC charges to finance their debt and helps ensure that they get a reasonable interest rate. So on their behalf, I thank you as well.
Hales.
Well, it's our practice as a city to try to have local improvement districts be a consensual process in which we at least get to broad support, if not total consensus among the property owners. And that's that work here, and we really appreciate your efforts, Debbie and Peter, as leaders of the neighborhood organization for the businesses there, to work with people and to be intermediaries between the city and property owners who have other things to do than pay attention to these arcane things that nevertheless affect their cost of doing business. So thank you for the work that you do. This is a great project. These property owners are getting a lot of leverage from this investment, so I'm confident that everyone will prosper because of this over time, but it's really important that we do it this way. And thanks for your constructive criticism about how we should remember our lessons from this particular LID when we do the next one. Thanks very much. Aye.